Hello, darling. Or should I say, listener? It's me. Just fell. No character, no situation, no false premise. Just you and I. Well, and that ice cube, if you follow instructions well. Maybe you clicked on the audio too fast and jumped straight into it, so I'll give you a moment. Get an ice cube. I'm going to enjoy taking control today, and you're going to do as I say. Now, we're going to have some fun with this. What that means is we're going to explore all the different ways to use an ice cube. I mean, of course, I could tell you to rub it along your tummy, your sides, your neck. But there's actually a lot more fun that people don't think about. If you need a towel or something to hold it, that's fine. I don't want to hurt your fingers. But let's get started, shall we? We're going to explore all the ways to enjoy that ice. And when it's done, if you've done them all, and you think you're ready, you might even get to come. Now, take the cube, the wedge, the chip, whatever you're using, and press it right to your sternum slowly. A little more pressure, a little more pressure. You should feel that cold through your whole body. That's one of the most sensitive places that you have. A lot of people assume that it's elsewhere, but the sternum goes right to where it matters. Now pull it away. That little puddle that's left behind from that burning. You're melting the ice. The heat is. Your body is running so hot. I think it's a beautiful thing. And that heat is what we're going to abuse today. You see, ice is fun to think about as it is, but we're going to melt it as well. We're going to use it to drip nice cold water where it matters. Hold it above your tits. Try to get a drop right onto your nipple. And hold it tight in your hand. Every time you miss, fix it. Get a little closer and closer. And once you have it, let it drip. You should feel the skin pull. Your body should start to react without you doing a thing. What's so fun about this is no one's touching you. No one is taking you, manhandling you, rubbing their hands on you. Your body reacts to the things that you do to it. This is no different. Make sure you get both sides nice and even. Don't miss any, don't waste any. Think of it as wax falling cold and pressing in. I want you to take your other hand. Play with your tits for me. Take the ice and run it along your neck. Nice and slow, another sensitive spot where you'll feel it shoot straight through your body. You're giving up control to a man on the other side of a microphone. And your body is obeying commands that you don't even give it. All those sensations are the ones that I want it to feel. You're being such a good girl following instructions. Now, hold it right in your fingertips. Just where it matters most. Get them nice and cold. Hold it as long as you can until it gets nice and chilled. And then take it and press those fingers right against your clit. Don't rub, don't do anything. Just take it as long as you can. Let that situation overwhelm you. Let it blank out that pretty mind of yours. We're going to slowly pull it away. Your fingertips are warm again now, aren't they? You warmed them up. Put the ice back on them again. Get them cold. want you to touch your hips and run your finger along. It should feel almost like you're leaving a mark. It feels so different, not the warm embrace you might be used to, something colder, something a little bit more intense. If only I could be there to write on you just like you belong. Now you're going to take that ice and put it back in your palm. Let it drip on your clit this time. Slow, methodical drips. The sensation should shock you, and in the moments of clarity between each contact with your sensitive fucking clit, it should be still, silent. Not even my voice to break it up. And then each drip should shock you back. Good girl. Now, we've been playing with this dripping, the finger touch. The ice hasn't had a chance to really take it the full way. You haven't been, but only so brave. Now this next part is up to you. If you think you can handle it, I want you to press the ice to the outside of your pussy for me. If you think it'll be too much, you can put something in between to keep it nice and safe. But press. Press for me. As long as you can, as overwhelming as it might be, as cold as it might feel, just press. Give yourself over to me. Good girl, just like that, you're following instructions so fucking well. And the best part is, while you do this, you have no idea what I'm doing. You have no idea that while you press an ice cube to your clit, rubbing it against your fucking cunt, I'm here, stroking myself through my fucking sweatpants. Just me and you, together right now. Fuck. You're gonna be a good girl for me, aren't you? You're gonna use it as much as you can. I want you to rub and tease yourself as much as you can handle for as long as you can handle it. By now, the ice should be starting to melt away, to be gone. Don't worry. Your time will be soon, baby. Take the ice and drip it all over your body wherever it felt best. Then take your other hand and touch yourself, whatever feels best for you. Shove your fingers in your fucking cunt, rub your clit. Take yourself and give in to every single drop of pleasure that you fucking can. I want you to absolutely scream when you come now. Be a good girl. Keep that up for me. Fuck, I feel good. Oh, God, I may not come on this. I'm gonna leave you alone, sitting there wondering why you give yourself over to someone, but I promise you, I'm not far behind you. The idea of you laying there, giving yourself to me, and toying and teasing yourself with a fucking ice cube. God. God, God, God. Fuck. I need to focus. If it's not gone yet, keep it against your neck. If I was there, I'd press my lips against it, locking it in place, the warmth burning, the ice cube keeping it nice and cold, the back and forth. Fuck, it's so good. You see, the heat is what makes it fun. The closer you get to coming, the hotter you get, the hotter you feel, the more you sweat, the more overwhelmed you get, the more your brain tries to piece together a single coherent thought and fucking fails. The better the ice will fucking feel, the more that cold sting will dig into your fucking nerves. And when you come, God, it's incredible. Be a good girl for me and get ready to come. You can take as long as you need, but use up that full fucking ice cube and rub yourself and fuck yourself silly like a good girl. Oh, yes, fuck. Atta girl. Fuck, you make me so fucking hard, you know that? Oh, God. Good girl, rub yourself for me. Rub yourself with me, baby. I want you to come listening to my fucking voice, do you understand? Fuck. Good girl. Oh my god, keep rubbing yourself for me. Touch yourself where you're sensitive. Feel those cold spots right where it fucking matters, baby. Waste no time at all. Overwhelm yourself for me. It's exactly how I want you. I don't want you thinking. I don't want you taking control. I want you fucking moaning and begging. I want you to give every single piece of yourself to me right fucking now while I touch myself. While pre-cum leaks through my fucking sweats and I can feel it in my fucking legs how badly I want to fucking come. You're gonna take every single bit of willpower you have. I want you to keep coming when you finally fucking get that release. If you haven't already, I want you to keep fucking going. Overstim yourself for me. Take every little liberty you can and rub and fuck yourself senseless. Moan if you can, scream if you can. I want to make sure that if somebody caught you right now, they would know exactly what you are. A fucking whore for me. Good girl. Such a good fucking girl. One that deserves all that fucking pleasure. See, the cold, it makes it all so much more intense, doesn't it? Just like how being a slut feels better when you're a good girl, getting to be that depraved version of yourself. You love it, don't you? The temperature play, oh, it's all just something silly, but you, your pleasure is what fucking matters, and you love giving it over to me like a good fucking girl. I can't even string a thought together right now. God, I want to come so fucking bad. Come for both of us for me. Please, 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 if you haven't already, I'm begging you, be a good girl for me and fucking come. And if you can't, and if you need more time, don't worry, go listen to their audio and come back and start all fucking over again. I don't want you going to bed tonight without having fucking come to my voice. That's a goddamn order. And you're going to follow the goddamn orders like a good girl, aren't you? Fuck. I need to wrap this up and go fucking record. You're going to come for me now, baby. Do you want a countdown, dear? If you don't, just fucking come. But if you need one, if you want one, then I want to give it. You have 5 fucking seconds, baby. Come for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come, whore. Good girl. Fuck, you're so good for me. Oh, good girl. And it's okay if you didn't, baby. It's okay. I'm not mad. You just need to go listen to another audio and come back. You'll always have more time. You'll always be a good girl for me. Even if you need more fucking training. Now, go get a glass of water and put some fucking ice in it and hydrate like a good girl. I'm gonna go take care of something very fucking important. So if you'll excuse me, I need to go. See you soon.